And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I want to read something to you from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. I'm reading from the Kabbalah manuscript, an ancient Aramaic text. Christ is speaking, and he says, "Man cannot follow two masters, for he will hate one and will dearly love the other. One he will honor, the other despise. You cannot serve God and materiality. Because of this, I say unto you, do not burden yourself over what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what clothes you shall wear. Is not your soul greater than nourishment and your life greater than garments?" You see, a long time ago when you were a little child, you were very close to God. And we were meant to be dependent upon God. We were meant to be close to Him and to look to Him for everything. And once upon a time when you were a little child, you were, I wouldn't say so much close to God, but close to reality, where God dwells, close to what you knew in your heart. When you were a little child, you had a gift from God. Yes, you did, a gift. A gift. A gift. And it was called intuition. You could wordlessly know things. When you were a little child, you looked out at the world with clear eyes and bright eyes. And you could see, for example, you could see injustice. You could see when something was unfair. One person was being treated nicer than another, for example. You saw it. Very clearly. You didn't have to go to school to learn it. You just knew it. Wordlessly, you saw. It's called intuition. It's a gift that God gives to human beings. A very precious gift. But when you were a little child, it was a relentless campaign to turn you away from what you knew in your heart, from following what you knew in your heart and clinging to it and believing it and trusting it. See, that's faith. All you have to do is know what you know in your heart, what you wordlessly see, and then just trust that, believe it. Don't people always tell you to trust your instincts, to trust your gut? You've heard that many times, and you know that's true. Over all the years that I've talked to people, and all the years that I have taught classes, for example, I've said this to thousands and thousands, probably tens of thousands of people. I'd say, trust your intuition, trust your gut. Never has there been a person, not once in all these years, never has there been one person who didn't quietly nod assent or who disputed it. Everyone knows that's true. You just were, how do you know that it's true? That's an exercise in awakening in itself. Think about it. How do you know that when I say, trust your gut, trust your instincts, trust what you know in your heart. How do you know that's true? How do you know that that's true? You know that it's true. How do you know? Because you just know. That's called intuition. It's a gift from God. Animals don't have it. Animals are cute. Yes, they are. Your puppy and your cat are cute, but they don't have intuition. Humans have intuition. You can see and know. And from intuition comes reason and wisdom. Well, there was a relentless campaign to turn you away from it, because if you were close to your intuition, then you would see them for what they were. You would see their phoniness. You would see their hypocrisy, which you saw anyway, but they wanted you to not see it. And so they taught you to become externally dependent upon them for love and for reassurance and for everything. And they spoon-fed you knowledge, made you sit in school for decades and decades. Now do you see what happened? And now do you see the anxiety when you fall away from what you know in your heart, when you fall away from God, when you fall away from intuition, and when you fall away from your source of your growth and of who you could be and what you were meant to be? You feel anxiety in the core of your being. And unless you turn back to God and refine Him, and His support, and His love, and His approval, unless you do, then you are doomed to look in the world for approval, and for love and for reassurance from people and from things and from cigarettes and from marijuana and from alcohol and from people's words and from their lying affection. You're doomed to look to the world for support, and you become totally dependent upon the world, and that in itself causes anxiety. More about this topic after this brief announcement. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at youtube.com or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Just wanted to say hi to all the listeners in Southern California, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Temecula, and all of the beautiful cities around the Inland Empire and the Great Southland. Also want to say hi to my new listeners in Kansas City and Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome, welcome all. So we're talking here about something very simple but important, that you get it. And so I want to say it again. I need to say it over and over again so that you get it, so that you see it and say, yes, I get it. Now I got it. So you have become totally dependent on the outside for reassurance and for support and for stimulation. When I see someone, for example, smoking a cigarette, I'm just giving a little example. I see that they smoked a cigarette for some kind of reassurance. They get a reassurance from it. It's like people who need to touch something. You've heard of people who have a compulsion. They have to touch something. Or they have to count to 10. Or they have to turn around. Or they have to do something to take away the anxiety. And people need reassurance. So the cigarette. But now what is a cigarette? It's some kind of a stimulation, isn't it? It's some kind of a stimulation. And it's the stimulation of the poisons in the nicotine. They stimulate the body. So you get a false sense of life from that, a false sense of life. That's it. But there's also a comfort. So it's a stimulation and a comfort. And the comfort, I don't know what it is. It's the smoke, or you see the smoke, for example, and feel the smoke. So there's some kind of a comfort there. And it's the same with marijuana. It's the same with food. The food is a stimulation, especially spicy food. Spicy food stimulates, doesn't it? And so it provides an external base, something to hang your hat on, an old expression, something to touch. It's like gripping the armrest when you're taking off in an airplane. You feel like you have some kind of some control. And so what I want you to see is that these simple things are extensions of something even more basic, and that is your need for people's approval and their support. And if they withdraw their approval, if they withdraw their support, then you're stricken. Especially certain people. Now, how did it come to pass that you become dependent upon other people for a sense of rightness and security? It's because you fell away from your inner ground. It's that simple. So the answer is to get back to your inner ground, to find a rapport. There is the word, a rapport with your inner ground from God. Download the free Christian Meditation for Stress now at sheddingshackles.com. You can also get the meditation app at sheddingshackles.com. I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. And that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Now look at what happens when you become dependent on other people's approval and dependent on their love and dependent on their support and their reassurance. Look at what happens. What happens is you begin to resent them. That's right. You resent them. Why do you resent them? Because you sense at some level that you are enslaved to their support. You need it. You can't live without it. It's like an addiction. You got to have their support. Now, the more devastated you are as a human being, or the more people have withdrawn their support from you, you become dependent on some little thing. You see some, for example, some homeless people, for example, they're totally devastated. Something was done to them when they were little children. Something was done to them. And they have very low self-esteem. And they need just someone to look at them and say good morning. That's all they need. They need that to validate that they're a human being. And if people won't look at them, if people won't say hello or good morning, then they feel like they're not even human. And so they can survive on people hating them or looking down at them or people turning up their nose at them or people despising them, because at least it validates that they're a human being. Do you understand that? Do you see how these people have been totally devastated? Well, now you look at people who are seemingly doing well in the world, in the life of the party, for example, and people give them accolades and praise and honor and worship, and people look up to them for whatever reason. Well, you know something? They're just as devastated as that homeless person that I used as an example. The only thing is that they're getting all of the accolades, and they're getting all the support and all the reverence and all the worship and all the respect that they need from people around them. See? But if that were withdrawn, then they would be just like that homeless person that I spoke of. They are totally dependent on it. Now, some people become dependent upon power. Have you ever wondered why some of these politicians, for example, why they just can't stop running for office? They can't stop. They're 80 years old, and they still run anyway. Why? Because they are totally dependent upon the life that they draw from people. They're totally dependent upon the power. that they extract from people, and they need it in order to survive. See, just as you may be dependent on other people telling you you're a nice person or giving you approval or support. See, everyone becomes dependent on everyone else, but they're totally externally based. See, and they become inside hollow and shallow. And they're just reflecting mirrors, mirrors reflecting back. So how are you going to develop character? How are you going to become a person of substance? How are you going to be who you were meant to be, how the good Lord intended you to be? There's only one way, and that's to refine your Creator. See, didn't Augustine say, "You created us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you." He could also have said, "You created us for yourself, O Lord, and our minds are anxious until we find peace in you." So you must find your Creator. And where will you find him? You must find him within. And it begins by not hating other people. Don't hate people for their false love and false approval. Don't hate them for their false reassurance. Don't hate yourself for being dependent upon them. Just see that that's true and search for the Lord. Become like a little child again. Go out in the world with fresh eyes and see all the things, all the people and the stars and the sky and the tree and the wind and everything, and just marvel at it all like a little child and search for your purpose, okay, and find it. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com.
For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
So now do you see how people become dependent on love and hate, on false love, the love of the world, and on hate? Because they get a certain reassurance from that, don't they? When someone tells you that you're a wonderful person, or they pretend that you're a wonderful person, then you feel validated. And then when someone withdraws their approval, then you can hate them. Or when you see other people make mistakes, you can hate them. See? So you can look into the world for stimulation, and you become dependent upon it. But now, there has to be another way of life. A life that's dependent on God. And that's what you must find. These are not idle words. These words are meant to awaken you. You've got to become independent. It doesn't mean that you can't be a mom and a dad, and a husband and a wife, and a neighbor, and have friends. It doesn't mean that. But what it means is that you have to have a certain mental distance, and you have to have found an attachment to within. See, there are certain philosophies that talk about detachment, and we can sense that there's some truth in it. To be more detached, to be less emotional, less excitable, less dependent upon the outside, you see, and less reactive to the outside. We sense that there's truth in being a bit detached, so that's good, okay? But the thing is, you have to, when you detach, you have to attach to something. You have to attach to something. And what you must attach to is what you know in your heart. Now, how do you do that? Well, here's a simple beginning for you. First of all, you must search for the purpose of your existence. You must look for that missing something, okay? And not be satisfied until you find the real thing. There's a lot of substitutes out there, isn't there? I'm sure you've tried everything. I made a recent YouTube video, which are very good. Incidentally, my YouTube videos now are getting better and better. It's not the best time of year for me to make them because the light in my room is not so good, and I've experimented with different lighting, and I'm just not very good at it. So they're just plain. I just sit there in my chair and talk, but the content is, well, if I say so myself, it's very good. And I made a video, I said, you know, spirituality for people who've tried everything, you know, and some people have tried everything. You've tried all kinds of different spiritual practices and different exercises and different rituals and different groups and different churches and different courses and classes and seminars and books and leaders and gurus and ministers and preachers and different forms of prayer. And you've tried everything. And you still haven't found it. Well, you know what? That's good, because all that means is that the answer isn't there. That's all that means. So it's good. You've discovered where the answer isn't. You know, there's a beautiful story about the man who was lost in the forest, and he wandered and wandered. And he met another man, and he said, oh, good, now you can show me the way out of here. And the other man said, I'm lost too. Well, the first man said, that's okay, we can still help each other. And the other one said, how's that? He said, because we can show each other the ways that don't work. We can show each other the ways that don't work. So now you know what doesn't work. So keep searching. Keep searching. Okay? And never mind the naysayers, the ones that say, well, there is no spirituality and there's no answer and so on. Just never mind them. Just let it go in one ear and out the other. Keep searching. Refind what you know in your heart, like when you were a little child. You just saw things and knew things. That's how you must become again. And then the second thing that I will tell you to help you to refind your inner ground of good and a life from God is to not resent other people. Realize that they're lost too. They haven't found it. They haven't found it. They're also empty inside. They're totally externally dependent. They're also resentful toward others. See, they haven't found it. So don't hate them. Just have compassion. Don't feel sorry for them either. That's another response to the world, another enslavement. Just have compassion. In other words, don't resent them. Let go of the grudge. Let go of the hate. Let go of the resentment. Let it go. Let it go. And keep searching, okay? And when you see something that's beautiful, then appreciate it. When you see someone that's sweet, appreciate it. When you see innocence, appreciate it. Don't try to change other people. If they're not so good, then just see that and don't hate them. If they're good or seem to be good, then see that. But don't get a little high out of it. Don't puff up and think you're clever for seeing that they're good. Just appreciate. And be thankful for the good things that you have. You have life. You have more time. You have time. See, we have this temporary life. We have a temporary life that you can use to find eternal life. So use your time wisely. Get started now. Begin by not hating other people. Now, the other thing you need to do is to get out of your imagination. You spend most of your time lost in your imagination. And that's a remnant of your, that's an extension of your need, of your closeness to think, to stimulation and things on the outside. Everything leaves an impression upon you. And your imagination is where you hide from the truth that you are dependent. You hide from the truth that you are alienated from your inner ground. Good. So now you must find a way to stand back from your imagination and just watch it. And you can actually easily do that with the help of a little meditation, which teaches you how to sit quietly and just look at the inside of your eyelids and see the little particles of light, the little pixels of light on the inside of your eyelids. And as you're watching those little pixels, those little particles, that little glow of light on the inside of your eyelids, you're no longer lost in your imagination. You're back in reality, in the present, where the birds are singing. So give it a try, would you please? It's free. I've made a free one. Download the free Christian meditation for stress now at SheddingShackles.com. You can also get the meditation app at SheddingShackles.com. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, then the next step would be to get the meditation, because it's so simple but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Yes, indeed, the meditation could be just what you need to help you calm down and get centered. Come back to reality where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the puffy clouds are floating overhead. A world where there is love and there is truth and there is God, which you knew when you were a little child. A long time ago, you knew that before you became upset. Come back to reality now, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.